This is KUT. In some parts of the world, including here in the U.S., nuclear waste is kept in rock salt deposits deep underground. It's long been thought that these geological formations were some of the safest places to store humankind's most toxic waste. But as KUT's Mose Bushell reports, new research suggests those places may not be as safe as we thought.
Professor Masha Pradanovic was on the team that published the research. Ironic, because
we don't study nuclear storage.
They're in petroleum engineering. They were studying rock salt deposits because that's important in the oil business.
And that's the beauty of research. Sometimes you just stumble on something that you weren't looking for.
Here's what they found. Rock salt is generally thought to be almost impermeable because of how salt crystals fit together.
And I actually have some toys that the audience might not see here.
Here she holds up some shapes called truncated octahedrons to represent salt crystals. They look kind of like those dice people play Dungeons and Dragons with.
It has smaller sides, 4, 5, 6, and 8 larger sides. So 14 altogether.
Normally, the crystals fit together with almost no porousness. That's why canisters of nuclear waste are sometimes buried in rock salt. But Pradanovic and her team say that under certain high temperatures or certain pressures,
they will start melting at corners, and that's where you actually have the pore space that starts to form.
That means liquids could leak through, including liquids from busted canisters of nuclear waste. Pradanovic says the research doesn't mean salt rock should be abandoned as an option for storing the waste, but
it gives extra information that needs to be checked on a site.
Like how much heat and pressure is bearing down on those rock formations. Mose Bushell, KUT News.